Hey there, it's Anna. Have you ever felt like things were going well with a woman only to find her interest suddenly fades, leaving you puzzled and frustrated? Today, we are tackling a topic that's crucial for every man to understand: the common reasons women lose interest. This is going to come in handy if you are getting to know a woman or you are already in a relationship. But don't worry, it's not all doom and gloom. Along with identifying these pitfalls, I'll guide you through actionable strategies to turn things around. So if you are ready to make a change and keep her captivated, let's dive into it. You are too quick to commit. Rushing into commitment can sometimes be a turnoff, signaling that you are more in love with the idea of a relationship than with the person themselves. Slowing down the pace allows both of you to build a solid foundation, ensuring that your connection is based on genuine understanding and feelings rather than on excitement of something new. To address being too quick to commit, focus on enjoying the present moment and getting to know each other deeply. This doesn't mean pulling away or showing disinterest, but rather taking the time to explore your compatibility and shared values. Let the relationship evolve naturally without forcing milestones or labels prematurely. Communicate openly about your intentions and feelings, making sure that you are both on the same page. Now, this open dialogue fosters truth and shows that you are considerate of her feelings and the pace at which she's comfortable moving forward. Remember, a strong relationship is not defined by how quickly it progresses, but by the quality of the connection and mutual respect. Patience in the early stages can lead to a more meaningful and lasting bond. You are too predictable. Being too predictable can sometimes lead to a loss of romantic interest, as the excitement and mystery that initially attracts someone can diminish over time. If your routine, conversations, and even gestures of affection have become predictable, it's time to inject some spontaneous movements back into the equation. Breaking the monotony doesn't mean making grand sweeping changes overnight. It's about introducing small, unexpected elements that show you are invested in keeping the relationship vibrant. Surprise her with a mid-week date night at a place you've never been, introduce a new hobby that you can explore together, or simply change up your daily routine with an impromptu adventure, even if it's just a walk in a new park. The goal is to demonstrate that you are capable of growing and adapting, keeping the relationship fresh and engaging. This shows her that with you, there's always potential for new experiences and discoveries, which can reignite her interest and excitement. You are too clingy. Being perceived as too clingy can often lead to a decrease in romantic interest, as it might signal a lack of independence or self-sufficiency. Fostering independence isn't about showing less affection, but about creating a healthy balance where both partners can thrive individually as well as together. To address clinginess, start by reflecting on your own interests and hobbies that you might have neglected. Reinvesting time in these or exploring new ones not only helps you to grow, but also brings new energy and experiences into the relationship. It shows that you are a complete individual outside of the relationship, which is inherently attractive. Additionally, encourage her to pursue her own interests and passions. Showing support for her independence demonstrates trust and confidence in the relationship. This mutual respect for space and individuality can strengthen the bond between you. Now remember, a healthy relationship is composed of two whole individuals who choose to be together not out of neediness, but out of a genuine desire to share their lives. You are too intense. Being too intense can sometimes overwhelm or push someone away, especially if the intensity isn't matched or if it comes on too strong too soon. Managing emotional overwhelm involves mindfulness about how your emotions and expressions affect the dynamic of the relationship. It's about finding a balance that respects both your feelings and hers, ensuring that the intensity of emotions enhances rather than overshadows the connection. To dial back the intensity, start by reflecting on the roots of these emotions. Are they stemming from past experiences, insecurities, or perhaps an eagerness to connect deeply? Understanding the source can help in addressing it more effectively. Practicing emotional regulation techniques such as mindfulness or journaling can help you process your feelings more calmly and clearly. It's also beneficial to engage in activities that help balance your emotional state, whether it's exercise, hobbies, or spending time with friends. Communication is key. Discussing your feelings and listening to her perspective can provide valuable insights into how your intensity is perceived. This dialogue can help you to adjust your approach, ensuring that you both feel good and comfortable and also valued in the relationship. Remember, intensity in a relationship isn't inherently bad. It's about how it's channeled. Balancing passion with patience and understanding fosters a healthier, more sustainable connection. Now, have you ever had to manage emotional intensity in a relationship? How did you navigate it? And what was the outcome? If you have any helpful advice for others, please share your stories in the comments section below. You are too passive. Being too passive in a relationship can sometimes be interpreted as a lack of interest or enthusiasm, potentially causing the other person to lose interest. Taking initiative is crucial in showing that you are actively invested in the relationship and in creating a dynamic where both partners feel valued and engaged. Initiative can be shown in various ways, from planning dates and suggesting new activities to tackle together to expressing your thoughts and desires more openly. It's about making deliberate efforts to contribute to the growth and depth of the relationship, ensuring it doesn't stagnate due to passivity. Taking the lead occasionally doesn't mean disregarding her preferences or overwhelming her with constant plans. Instead, it's about striking a balance where you both feel comfortable sharing the driving seat. Ask for her input, be attentive to her likes and dislikes, and use this information to make thoughtful gestures or to plan shared experiences. Moreover, showing initiative in addressing issues or misunderstandings directly can also reinforce the strength of your bond, demonstrating your commitment to resolving challenges and, of course, improving your relationship. Remember, a relationship thrives on mutual effort and engagement. By stepping up and taking initiative, you signal your dedication and desire to build something meaningful together. You are too negative. A consistently negative outlook can dampen the spirit of a relationship, leading to a loss of interest over time. Positively, on the other hand, not only enriches your own life, but also makes you more attractive and enjoyable to be around. Adopting a positive outlook involves consciously choosing to focus on the good in situations, in yourself and in your partner, even when challenges arise. To shift away from negativity, start by practicing gratitude. Acknowledge and appreciate the small things in your life and your relationship. This can transform your perspective, highlighting the positives over the negatives. Additionally, try to reframe challenges as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. This mindset can make you more resilient and optimistic. Surround yourself with positive influences, people, activities, and media that uplift you and encourage a brighter outlook. Their influence can help shift your perspective and mood. Communicate your positive observations and appreciations to your partner. Sharing positive thoughts and encouragement can strengthen your bond and create a more supportive and joyful relationship together. Remember, adopting a positive outlook is a choice that can lead to a more fulfilling and attractive way of living and loving. You are too unreliable. Being perceived as too unreliable can erode trust in a relationship, causing a partner to lose interest due to feelings of insecurity or frustration. Building trustworthiness is essential in demonstrating your commitment and reliability, reinforcing the foundation upon which a healthy relationship stands. To improve your reliability, start by making commitments you can realistically keep. It's better to promise less and deliver constantly than to make a grand promise that you cannot fulfill. When you say you're going to do something, follow through with doing it. Make sure you have action. This consistency in your words and deeds is key to building trust. Communication plays a crucial role in building trustworthiness. Be transparent about your capabilities and limitations. If unforeseen circumstances prevent you from keeping a promise, communicate openly and as soon as possible. This honesty shows that you take your commitments seriously, even when you encounter obstacles. Additionally, actively listen to her needs and concerns. Showing that you are genuinely attentive to what she values not only builds trust, but also deepens your connection. Building trustworthiness is an ongoing process that requires patience, effort, and consistency. By demonstrating reliability in your actions and communication, you signal your dedication to the relationship and your partner's well-being. So now that you know what causes a woman to lose interest, what's next for you? Discover how to tell if a girl likes you or learn the signs she thinks you are good looking. Thanks for watching. Please like, comment, and subscribe.